Number 152 from December 2018, Squirreling Away. Apparently our back porch must look like a smorgasbord to all the creatures in the area. We have a raccoon that comes up to check and see if we are going to put out any cat food, even though our cat's been gone for half a year. We have small rabbits that come and chew on the wicker furniture. There is a chipmunk that is determined to dig out chunks of cement from under the lip of the porch for some unknown reason. But the latest weirdness comes from the squirrels. We have a picnic table on the porch, and we put several solar lights on it to give us some light out there at night. These lights are about 4 inches by 4 inches square and about an inch in height. Deborah and I were looking out the window last week, and there was a squirrel on the table holding up one of our solar lights in his little paws. He was chewing around the edges and turning it around and around, sampling its different sides. I'm not sure if he thought it was a huge nut that was exceedingly difficult to crack or what, but he seemed obsessed with it. He threw it off the table and then carried it out into the lawn before dropping it and scurrying away. An alternate thought was that maybe it gets pretty dark down in the hole in the tree where this squirrel lives, and he was just hoping to take a light home to have a little fun in the evenings. Whatever the reason, it seemed pretty wacky from our perspective. What in the world does a squirrel need with a solar light, we said. However, after thinking about this for a while, I could see people doing the same sort of thing as this squirrel. Aren't we busy accumulating stuff that we will never use? Don't we seem obsessed with squirreling away stuff that has no real value in our lives? Don't we have so many toys, gadgets, and possessions that it becomes difficult to maintain all of them? Don't we find that after a while, we don't just have possessions, but our possessions start to possess us? Jesus often questioned people by asking, "Why do you seek those things that do not bring life? Why do we store up treasures that rust and decay and neglect storing up treasures in heaven? Why do we spend so little time improving our relationships and so much time accumulating stuff?" I have sat with dying people over the years in the hospital, and one thing that they have never said as they were dying was, "Boy, I sure wish I had piled up a lot more stuff." It is always a good idea to squirrel away only those things that have lasting value.